Kindergarten daf mesach the shvus daf chaf. We begin the manal. We begin the test master. We begin the gemara. Shei oichalach pshita. Well, if it's shei oichalach, well, that's obvious. So Tesis explains. He says leperach pshita. The gemara is not asking. It's inherently obvious. It's just because then it's the same as the first case when I said I'm not going to eat from you. Because the first case, which is the same thing, I'm not going to eat from you, that's not like obvious. So it must be obvious because then it's the same as the first case. You might say maybe he's just tripped over his words. So it says, well, like, you can't ask, wait, since we're letting you know, the second case, why do we have to say the first case, it's the same thing. The zuv v'abzu ketani is this, and this also is like, you know, you'll say, even though the bigger chiddush, you'll say what's even unnecessary first. Next, this matter with the words the gemara b'mtem begin to say in the shayla ma'ay b'daita. Why don't you just ask him what he had in mind? What misupik did he mean? Did he trip over his words? The Hashem says we can say is going to my voice. For example, he says b'daita that in thoughts komashi yimash ma'os l'shan, he had nothing in mind. What he wanted, whatever the words should mean. So we have to know what the words mean. Another approach you could take, he forgot what he had in mind. Now, in the Dharma, the Tazan Menach, the Gemara actually explains that Myra Vashalom Mekabai, why didn't he say like Abai in the first Pesha? Why is he have to Atini amended? Said, not Sha'ichel, She'i Eichelach. Why can't you just say Bim Sarvin? But the Gemara explains it with it because when you're pressuring him, how do you know that means not? Maybe it means also yes. You know, he says, Master, the word the Gemara Iser is Mitvis Beshvur. So Pesha Bukhon Rashi explains, what does this mean? The Imam Iser, like he could say, if he says that this loaf of bread should be Iser, meaning forbidden to me, it's like as if he swore on that loaf. And then he went and said another loaf, harizik, is that it's like this. That it's like you're doing a hatfasa, doing a transfer of the second one and the first one. That's what it's like. So it says, Bakash is difficult to come on, because later on we learn the Brahis, is that Isra Amma Batayra? What's the Isser, that this quote unquote Isser that's mentioned in the Torah? Hare Alai Bakhulu. Now, but Isser Kikar is alive. This case, Lukatani doesn't say it with it, but according to Rashi, this is the case. This was the Rashi explains that the Bryce says, Isser, Isser, Kalem. In other words, Isser shall Isser Zem Adina. The Bryce comes to explain, and what is the Isser of this Isser Aleph Yud Samach Reish? Imatam, if you say, Matrib, Shuvachulu, etc., Shaduch, Lechis, my Kerbash, Malkam. That is, you could prove from a passage from any which place, Shukam, Waste, Shuma, like as if you're saying an O's from your mouth. Okay, the Mechaibach carbon, the Mechaibach carbon. So, this also has the same halacha as Hatvasa. And if not, not. So it's a question difficult. The mashman, the tana bala, shmin din isser. It sounds like as if the tana's coming to tell us, what's the halacha of isser? But in the mashman, he's not letting us know anything. He's saying isser is like hatvasa, and hatvasa himself he's not sure about. But in the indirect Mishnah Brisa, it's not the norm of a Mishnah Brisa, she's stopping a tana and chayva pata, that the tana is like telling us he doesn't know what the halacha is if it's chayva pata. But in the indirect Mishnah Brisa, the Gemara says later on, oh, this is how Abai explains, and he disagrees with Rav and the Gula Shittasim according to their opinions elsewhere. What do you mean? The Hacham is topical with Abai here. Abai has explained the Braisa that it's a Safik. Look, I'm Shitla, and later on the Gemara quotes him like as if it's obvious, as if you enunciated the oath from your mouth. Void more with another question. Mechalas from Gersin Mesamech, an old text, the Gersin says shortly that says, Kamuiti Shimon Bib, Vichai, Biva, as if he enunciated the oath from his mouth, and he's Chai with a Vav. But Pesha Gunsha, Abalil Mikhai Beleva, which should tell us not, and it's saying what the Halacha is. Mefarash Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam explains differently. The Miftah Kost of Parashah, when it says in the Torah mifta, who lashon shvu? That's an oath of a terminology of an oath. Shenish b'lashon mifta, he makes a oath in the terminology of a mifta. Get the parasha number because it's the way Rashi also explains. Aval isar kaz b'parasha, but in contrast, when it says in the Torah isar in shvu she'asa asma lashon isar, it's not an oath to make it forbidden itself with the terminology of Israel. B'matvis b'shvu kaz b'dam, but it was a toma that you had the first thing you made forbidden with a mifta, you have a shvu, and now you're making a hatfasa on that original oath. Shenish b'alakika that you make an oath on the loaf, v'chazav amakika acha, then you go and say on another loaf, Hare Allah shlo eichel kikaze kizet, I take it upon me not to eat this loaf like that loaf. Ah, v'hainin disakar, that's what the pasuk means with isar. And that's how you explain the Brayis according to Abaya. The Isser shall Isser Zen, the prohibition of this Isser, that is Im Ato Im Matvas Beshvua Kolomer. What does that mean? What's Im? Shetfisa Bekikar Shenishbalav. No, of course, there's no doubt. It's saying it depends on the case. If you did a tfasa on the loaf that you swore and have a kamaitz shumay pevachayim, that's why the vav is there. It's as if you enunciated the oath from your mouth and you're going to be chayim. From lav, if not, shaloi tfis bacha, meaning, what's an if not? If you did not do a tfasa on something else, el ome isa kikas alay, just said that this loaf should be a iser, ain't a lashon shvuah, a potter. That's not a terminology of oath, and therefore you're going to be potter. That's one approach. In the brochure, you could say, what does it mean? Pirish. That he does a tvasa in the terminology of a shvua, that is, if he says it as a terminology of a shvua, he mentioned the terminology of eating, which is in the Gavra, and he says, I take it upon me not to eat this, like this, and the Gavra says, chayiv, then you can be chayiv, because you mentioned in Lashon of a Shavua. From love of Natchley, he didn't mention the terminology of eating. He just said, this should be like this. Well, then part of the angry part, because he didn't mention any terminology of an oath in the Ma'is of Achila. Now, another point you could say is Isser, Hainu, that is Isser Shlishi. Actually refers to a third item. Shehitvas Kikar Shlishi B'Sheni, that he does Hatfas, he transfers the third loaf in the second loaf. Now, this is what the Brice is coming to say. That is the Hainu Hasheni. If you say the thing that you did Hatfas on, the second one, is it's like as if you made a shvuah on that loaf itself. The Hainu, the creation that it's totally like the first one. After in Lahatis, but even to do Hatfas on it, the Chayav Gamashlisha, then you can have also on the third one. But if not, then parting me part on the third one. So it's the Miu, however, but it was obvious, Shadini creation that the second one has a loch like the first one, unless Chayav Gamashlisha, that you Chayav coming on the second one. That was never a doubt. Rava Polygla, Rava disagrees on that, and he says, no, even the second one's going to be exempt. But Abel Tema, what's a wonder, still is two questions. The Katab is after Latan Mishlish, because still comes out of town telling us a doubt, at least regarding the third one, and that's not the norm. And what the Gesin Name Bechai Bavav, this was you get the Gers says, word of Vav, Lois Shabbat doesn't make sense, because it's telling us halacha, it should say, not and, it should say ech, that the halacha is chai. Next, there's some asks, I'll begin the words, Gemara, Vilu Shvu Lekama. But by the case of Mifta, it doesn't say there in the Pasuk anything about Shvu. It must be that it's with the mifta itself, because the Avik Siv Shvua had it said the word Shvua. From a farsha, what do we explain? It's the mifta, astra al nafsha blasha Shvua, that the mifta you're making itself forbidden on the person with the terminology of a Shvua. But now by default we have to explain. But astra al nafsha, how you're making it forbidden on yourself, blasha mifta is with the terminology of the mifta, because it itself is lasha Shvua. So if you tell me, you can say, there it says without the lasha Shvua, and it says lasha Isser. Veshama says, you can say, given the Siv Oi. It doesn't say oy. It rather says vav. Yeshlam, you could say da neder d'chsebereish d'krakoy, when she makes a neder in her father's household with a lashon neder. It's and, it's continuation. It's not its own, not Isser itself is its own thing. Next says matzah begin with digmar v'shalaychal basim. That someone says, I take it upon myself not to eat meat, not to drink wine, kiyam shmeis be'aviv, etc. Now, loy chash atan l'dak b'shoynesh. That says really, the Tana wasn't so concerned to be precise in his words, because loshen zayin nechal, actually this exact wording doesn't take effect. To shalo ichal, because not eating, have a davash in my mamash, there's no substance, there's no object, there's no subject. Shein noisal atzim eklum, it's not making anything forbidden on himself. Like when the guy takes a nether, I'm not going to sleep. The loch is loyim eklum, he hasn't said anything. Im loyim eklum eini b'shin, he has to mention his eyes. It has to be an object over here that the nether can take effect on. Because I mean, like we say, perik bez nedom, that there's one medal. So bachalam heroes, it's rachshem eklum machilas basr, like you have to mention the net of eating meat, you have to say the word meat on me. But it says, but how actually maybe you could differentiate. To no, by sleep you haven't said anything. The sleeping itself has no substance, but by eating was an action as something that's substantive, maybe you don't have to mention the busser to have a double shesh by mamish. Next is Mazda begins Gemara with the Matfes, but Ned Bechulu. So Shmuel explained that it's not the Boel Maisayim. So according to Abayev, from the fact that Hatfas and Ned is Ned, so by Shavu also. But according to Rabba, it's difficult. So it says to Batim, you can say, wait, Shmuel, am I Mefarsh Isser by Matfes, but Ned? Why is Shmuel explaining the halacha of Isser with Hatfas of Ned, but Isser the Krab, when the Pasik actually mentioned Isser, come Abayev, it's a Dai Matfes by Shavu. So let Shmuel say, Behusha Mushba of Boel Maisayim. Why is he saying Ned? Bishem says that you can say the matzvah by neder. Truth is, you're right. Hatfasa by neder yalfin me matzvah by shvuah from shvuah. But when nichle l'shmuah look me b'risa mendorim, he preferred to explain the b'risa to a neder. Sherekilus who kadesh the norm should b'nei adam noidrim alecha basam l'shas yain, that they take a neder, a vow from eating meat and drinking wine. B'yem should owe yushlam b'chabana when they see yushlam in the state of the ruins, which is that they say the actual meat is forbidden. Sherekilus l'sa atzma b'shvuah, but it's not the norm to make themselves forbidden with an oath, and that's why he picks it. But the truth is, yeah, we know neder from shvuah.